Beep a beep a boop a beep 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 a beep a boop a beep go Bayside beep a beep a boop a beep 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 a beep a boop a beep go Bayside beep a beep a boop a beep.
Okay, you guys, welcome to another episode of Go Bayside, the Saved by the Bell podcast, where I invite a guest over to watch an episode with me and really break it down. Oh, and I'm super excited. My guest I just met tonight. Actually, you're the first or the second guest. Normally, it's just like friends of mine that I'm like, hey, can you come over? But as the author of this brilliant article, I had to have you over. This is Aaron Long, everybody.
Woo!
And you wrote the brilliant article on Cracked 7 Saved by the Bell plots that prove Zach is a sociopath.
I mean, it's just, I do the Lord's work.
You do? Dude, so many people sent this to me. Like, it's so great and you should see it. And I was like, oh, it is. And it is brilliant and great.
Amazing.
Although I would argue almost 100% of the plots prove that yes. Zach is a sociopath.
It definitely could have been
but
a much longer
thing. But I
guess
you didn't want to write a novel.
No,
so
exactly.
I understand that. Okay, so the episode that we just watched is called Zach's Birth... Okay. On one thing, it's called Zach's Birthday. On Netflix, it's called Zach's Birthday Party. But the original air date on the document that I have from the internet that I'm going by is September 14th, 1991.
Wow.
And you and I both, you're a super fan too.
Super fan.
Also own the DVDs. And so we did discuss how it's like they're totally in the wrong order on the DVDs.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes zero sense.
And I feel like they aired them out of order too. Like I feel like everything was crazy. Like nothing airs consistently.
I don't think so
either.
Because these seem to air... Like, they would air one of these, and then the next week they'd be back at school.
Yes.
And then they'd air another summer one. So I'm like, are they on vacation or what?
Right. Yeah. What is happening?
So I'm going to go, the DVDs are in one order. Netflix is in another order. I'm going to go buy this thing I printed out, because even on Netflix, I think that they, whatever. So this is what we're doing. It originally aired September 14th, 1991. And now, as the guest, you get to give me a 4 or 5 sentence synopsis of the whole plot before we really dig in deep.
It's one of my favorites. Any sitcom, but especially Saved by the Bell, when they work somewhere for the summer, it is amazing.
Yeah.
So the gang in Saved by the Bell work at a beach resort for the summer. Obviously, Lisa's family are members because she's the wealthy one.
Right.
So Lisa, I guess being members, one of the perks is saying, hey, all of my friends should work here.
Yeah.
So they have all the friends work there. They get down there. Obviously, the boss is a jerk. Zach is promoted to social director.
Right. Which is fake.
Immediately.
It's not a real job.
Which isn't a real thing. Obviously, is like, this sucks. He tries to hit on a girl who ends up being the boss's daughter. They get into a lot of things that I cannot wait to discuss.
Yes.
It's very West Side Story all of a sudden.
Totally.
And then it's Zach's birthday.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is that the gang is trying to throw Zach a birthday party. They're going to throw it, obviously, at Lisa's parents' beach house.
Right.
Then she didn't ask them if that was okay. They have a party booked. So they're geniuses, and they decide to throw it at the
actual work. Like after hours. Yeah.
After hours, promising to clean up. And
And then they get found out.
They get found out, and poor Leah Remini just takes the fall for them.
Yeah.
Boss takes the fall.
Okay, well, this starts out with, like, a montage of beach stuff and a voiceover from Zach being like, yo, we landed these cool jobs. And he's like, it's summer. You know, cars and girls, hot girls. And when he says that, it's like 2 or 3 or 4 women walking by who are totally 45 years old.
Yes, definitely.
Without a doubt,
45
years old. Yep. So it was interesting. I guess they're supposed to be like 16. And he's like, look at these hot babes.
Right.
And so it's like, what? They're cougars. So then it opens with them in a lineup
with... At training camp.
Like, exactly.
Like at basic
like we
training.
Both were like, this is like the army. It's like a lineup of all the employees of this fancy beach club. And Mr. Carosi doing like an Arlie Ermy style, like going down, like, what's your deal, soldier?
Right.
And like just being a raging dick to them.
And like, did he not actually hire them?
Like, that was, exactly.
He didn't know any of them. He's like, who are you, bud? Like,
yeah.
To Zach. And it's like, well, did you hire him at all?
Exactly.
Like, they just showed up?
Totally and completely. Doesn't know who any of them are or what any of them do. He's like, what's your name and what do you do? And they're like, oh, you're the boss. And also, yeah, like you were saying, it goes to, in the voiceover, he's like, Lisa's mom got us all jobs. It's like, how does that work? Right. Like,
why?
Okay, it's a fancy place, and I guess because Mr. Carosi is like the world's biggest ass kisser.
Right.
She could be, I just can't, there's like six, is there six of them? So it's like, I get going, hey, I know this one kid who wants to work here, but going, hey, can you get all six of my kids' friends jobs?
Right. And one of them screech?
Yeah.
One of them is
so unemployable.
What are you talking about? Yeah. No one wants to be served by him. Well, and that was the thing. It wasn't even like, what do you do? It was like, you have spunk. You should be doing this. Oh, you're a lifeguard? No way. Like, right. What? Also, he's so sexist.
He's super sexist. Well, I guess it checks out in a way that she could get them all jobs in, because he seems to hire sight unseen.
True.
So he's that's probably
true.
Like, yeah, that's fine. And then, yeah, so he's like, I don't care about their credentials at all, because I'm not even going to meet them until they come work here, apparently.
Right. Who cares?
So, yeah, but you're right. In the lineup, he does that, like, based solely on, like, a 2-second interaction with these people. He's like, well, you should do this. You should do this. Right. And then he gets to Kelly, and he's like, and look, we're both women. We're both independent working women of the 90s. Like, we, I'm sure, have dealt with our fair share of sexism.
Right.
But in Saved by the Bell land, it's like the most outrageous, rampant
it's
sexism.
To teens, too.
To teens.
Like,
the guy is openly saying, like, an adult openly says to her, like, I can't believe we hired you as a lifeguard,
right.
Woman.
He and refers to her as shrimp.
Shrimp. Like, which it's also like, she could probably sue.
Right.
But, and then also in throughout the episode, there's a running joke of her being a lifeguard in that all the dudes are like, yeah, I'd be so embarrassed if a girl saved, like, maybe I hung out with some kind of enlightened dudes, but I don't remember any dudes I hung out with as a teenager being like that raging of assholes.
No, absolutely not. I'm like, was 1991 like a crazy, just like, yeah, everyone's sexist?
Yeah, like, I know it exists, like, obviously still, but it's
totally
like, the way it was in this episode, I was just like, I don't remember that.
No.
I don't remember people really say, like, dudes really saying shit to me like, I guess for a girl,
right.
You know? Like, so much so that I'm like, damn.
Right. Okay. But then at the same time, they're like, well, how can I get mouth to mouth? And she's like, try drowning. Like,
yeah.
It's like, well, okay, do you want her to save you or not?
Right,
I don't
right.
understand.
I don't understand what's going on with that either. Yeah, so it was super crazy sexist. And yeah, Mr. Carosi, before they've even started working, raging asshole to all of them.
Such a dick.
So, but in the lineup, though, when he's even like doling out jobs, they haven't even started yet.
Right.
And Zach goes, hey, oh, Mr. Crows is like, hey, are there any questions? And Zach's like, yeah, it's my birthday on Friday. Can right. I get off early? So right. It's like, dude, you haven't even started work yet, and
no.
You're asking you to get off work. Like, I don't blame the guy for being a dick to you.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Also, what was weird about that lineup is that they had their outfits on. Like, I was just,
yeah,
like,
they're like their uniforms on.
You already
on
have
and stuff.
Your uniforms on. Also, Kelly introduced herself as senior lifesaver.
I wrote that down, too. I loved it when he's like, oh, you're a lifeguard? She's like, actually, I'm a senior lifesaver.
Right. Which I was like, that's not a thing.
That's not a thing. And if it is a thing, it's a thing. It's a title you get after you've saved some lives, I guess.
Right. I would assume.
Like, if you're a senior whatever, it's after you worked at the place for a while. So
right.
If it's not even your first day yet, I'm willing to bet you're not a senior.
It's
of
your
whatever.
First minute there.
Yeah, lady, you haven't earned that title yet.
Right.
So, but yeah, so then they show Slater and Kelly on their lifeguard tower or whatever. And then, yeah, that's when a guy comes to hit. Well, the guy who hits on her goes, hey, babe.
Yeah.
Hey, babe, right. Are you the new lifeguard? And she's like, actually, my name is Kelly, which I get that she's doing that to be like, don't call me babe. But at the same time, I wouldn't want that guy to know my name.
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. Like, oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
Not,
I would just be like, don't call
move.
Me babe.
Right.
But you don't get to know my name.
You never respond to what's your name. Anyone asks on the street. Like, mm-hmm. like you never respond.
Which, by the way, the babe thing made me laugh. But I will say this, and like, whatever, not to brag. Dudes are gross. This isn't a brag. Like,
no.
Dudes will yell at anybody on the street. The other day, a guy wolf whistled me so accurately that it for real sounded like a cartoon.
Oh,
and
my
I
God.
Swear to God, I turned and I was like, did you seriously just wolf whistle me? I was like, are you in a cartoon?
Right.
Like, I totally
this
said
real
that
life?
And he like looked at me like, oh, shit. I did. That's my favorite part, when dudes yell at you on the street and you respond and they're like, holy shit, you respond.
Right.
Like,
oh,
well, why did you do it?
Right.
If you didn't want, I mean, they want obviously a favorable
exactly.
reaction. But I feel like if you give any reaction, they're like, oh, shit. And it's like, right. Well, you yelled at me. Like, what do you think of me?
And even if you ignore, then it's always like, oh, you're too good for that. It happened on the walk over here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, two guys, like, yelled something at me and I ignored them. And they're like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, blah, blah, blah. What's your name? I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, right. I'm just ignoring you. I'm walking.
Win.
Leave me alone.
Basically, we're contradicting ourselves because we were like, sexism isn't that bad. And now we're both like, we both get openly harassed every day.
Just like constantly. But it is true.
Yeah, yeah. But the whistling guy, I did go, like, I was like, that's you did insane. Not just do that. I think I was like, dude, that is so Looney Tunes.
Right.
And he was like, what? But yeah, so Kelly's like, whatever. And the guy, she gets in trouble because yes. Grossi walks up while the guy's like hitting on her
right.
and goes, Kelly, don't hit on the customers. And then she goes, that goon was hitting on me. And I wrote that down because I like the word goon.
Goons and babes.
I want to bring that back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And that's another thing I wrote. After that, I wrote down about how Grossi is such an insane kiss ass.
Right.
Because I don't get that. Okay. I'm not rich, so my family didn't go to a beach club.
Ditto. Yeah, no.
So I don't know how that works. I assume it's like a country club or whatever where right. it's like members only and fancy and whatever. So if you're already there, you're already a member, you're already paying dues, like he already has your business.
Right.
So that's why I was like, I don't understand why he's like such an insane kiss ass to a level of like, you don't need to retain, like they're there for the summer.
Right. Like, he's not receiving tips.
That, yeah,
you know,
it's
like, if you're a waiter, you're receiving tips. Like,
yeah.
No one's walking up to Mr. Grossi like, hey, here's $50.
Here's 50 like, bucks for, like, constantly thanks. Kissing my ass.
Right. Well, and also the guy who was hitting on Kelly, when Mr. Grossi was like, don't hit on the clients, and he walked away with the boy, like, gave her, like, a face. Like,
yeah, like, ha-ha.
Like, ha-ha, I won. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is happening?
Because it's like, if you want to go on a date with her, which presumably you do because you hit on her.
Right.
Why would you turn and be like, sucks for you? Like, why would you be like right. laughing about her getting in trouble?
Right. And like,
she's totally not going to date you.
Right. And oh, he thought you were hitting on me, not I was hitting on you. Like, cool. Like, yeah. I won. Like, what do you do? Are you eight?
Yeah.
Like,
that guy
sucked. This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that was totally weird. And that guy was a dick.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can't. Carosi's insane kissing ass is, it's so next level that I'm like, you're like breaking your back to do this.
Right.
It doesn't even matter. Okay, but I wrote this down because the next scene when Zach or Kelly and Slater walk in to talk to Jesse
yes.
to like plan Zach's surprise birthday party, Kelly is just not wearing pants. Like,
no.
She's still wearing her lifeguard swimsuit and everything, but then just walks in like, what's up, guy? Like, you don't put on shoes. Right. You have some Umbros? Like,
right.
bare mins, you get just, some Umbros.
Just something?
Yeah.
Especially with the high cut on
high
the side.
Cut. It's like a high cut leftover 80s bathing suit.
You know, it's like, you don't want to put on something?
Nope.
I know. Well, I liked their plan for the surprise party that it was going to start at 12:01.
12:01.
The first minute of Zach's birthday. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the thing. They talk about Zach as if he is a deity to them.
Oh,
like,
he totally is.
Like, there's no way. But then they'll still get mad at him. But then he's always God. He is always God.
Always. Like, and yeah, they are. They take like great pains because they go, that was part of the surprise of it. Is because
yeah.
they're like, well, it's going to be at night, and he super won't know because it's like the minute his birthday starts.
Right.
So he thinks it's going to be like the next night.
Right.
Which, okay.
Cool.
I mean, so the thing about surprise, I'm sure like if you have it, it's not like if you had it the day before, he'd go, fuck you guys, it's not really my birthday.
Right.
Like, what? He's not going to really be.
Right.
Which, well, actually, that's weird because he does do that.
Yeah, he does actually kind
so
of
maybe
do
he
that.
Is a day.
I mean,
who else would do that?
No
if
one.
If someone threw you a party like the day before your birthday, you wouldn't be like, you guys, it's not actually my birthday. This
right.
party doesn't count, you jerks.
No one would do that. Yeah. You would just be like, oh my God, thank you. This
yeah,
is
exactly.
great.
You
like,
wouldn't be like concerned about the accuracy of
right.
it. But yeah, so Kelly walks in with no pants. Jesse is like trying to plan this. They're all standing around going like, hey, did you do this for the party? Did you do this for the party? Whatever, whatever. And then Zach walks up. So they are all like the worst fakers ever.
Right.
Because
right.
anybody, it's like, if I'm talking to you and somebody comes up and we don't want them to know the secret, sure, you just segue into like, anyway, so whatever. But they're like, oh, okay, guys, dar, 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 dar. Like, it's
right.
super, anyone would go, oh, you clearly were talking
yeah,
about
like,
me.
Yeah, like, what's happening? Why
yeah.
did you just be a weirdo right now? Like,
yeah.
what is going on? I know.
But
it doesn't, they can't keep secrets. And then the whole running thing is, well, Screech obviously can't keep a secret. And I'm like, I don't think any of
yeah,
you
it's like,
can.
You guys aren't that great at it either.
You're all terrible at this.
Yeah. So Zach walks up and he's like kind of frustrated, but they all go, oh, we got to go word like super bumbly and like walk off. And then so he's talking to Jesse. And then that's when Stacey Carosi walks up.
she was my idol as a child. I have to say.
Are you originally from the East Coast?
I am from the East Coast. I am not from New York City, but I lived there for a long time. I'm from upstate New York. So like any brunette character who's mean to everyone. I was like,
hi, everybody. This is April speaking to you from space year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside.